Sif Yudalad, Simon Yudalad, Sif Yudalad. Okay. So now I was going to go through the process of actually making tzitzis. So we discussed putting the tzitzis into the hole. And now we say Yikach Arbo Achuzim Mitzadzeh, Arbo Mitzadzeh. So you take your, you have eight strings hanging down, four on one side and four on the other side. So you take those two sets of four. You make two sets of knot. You make a double knot. It means you tie it through twice. We mentioned before that one of the strings is going to be longer than the other ones. So take that long one, shiva around the other seven strings, sas krichas a few times of wrapping it around, and then you make another set of a double knot. And then again you wrap around. You want five double knots. You're going to have four gaps in between with the wrap arounds of the shamash. Ain't shear the kriches. There's no amount of the times you have to wrap around. Rock, what we do require is you kolakarech vaksharim roichav arba gedulim ve'onav shvara gedulim. So the shear should be a total of 12, we said before. You should divide it up that the knotted part, the knot with the kriches, should be four gedulim, and the free hanging part should be another eight. If you make your tzitzis longer, so Rambam says that the main thing is there's a minimum shear of 12, but the main thing is there should be a ratio of one third gedil and two thirds psil. So if you want to make your tzitzis longer, that's fine. Just make your gedil bigger. We should try and maintain the ratio. Shabir will talk about if it's not, what's the story? Most people's tzitzis nowadays, at least the ones that you purchase in the from the store, are not. The ratio was not correct.
It's much longer tzitzis than
right.
Much
right.
Longer
right.
Than two thirds.
Now, the minig is to wrap around the first time seven times. Ubasheni Tesha, and the second one to wrap nine. Mishmur will say Arminic is to do eight. Ushishi Achas Esrei, the third one we do 11. Ravi is Shlosha Esrei, you do 13. Sharlim Kulam are Boyim. So 7 and 9 is 16, and 11 is 27, and 13 is 40. Kiminyan Hashem Echod Sha'olim Shloshim B'Teisha Yim Hashem Mehem Arboyim. So Hashem Avaya is 26 Yod, and then a Hey, that's Yod is 10, and the Hey is another 5, it's 15, and then a Vav is 21, and the Hey is 26, and Echod is 13, Yim Hashem Echod is 13, Aleph Ches Dalet, so that's 39. Yim Hashem Mehem Arboyim. Together with the fact that it is the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that counts for one, that's 40. Fine. The end of each one of the strings, so Mechaber says you make this little knot to hold it in place. And Mishavur tells you that he said before that some people are question that idea of doing that. Okay. So, Mishavur. So, Samachay. So there's no shear for the kriches. Ratzolam the minyan of kriyas. The amount of times that it wraps around, there's no amounts. Furthermore, we got minyan hakluya aksharim, hakluya aksharim ain ma'akim midin. The segments and the amount of knots is not ma'akim midin. Rak who limitsim in a mufker, it's preferred. The chavish aksharim remes zayde kach yisra chavish chum shetara. The five knots represent the five chavish chum shetara. Kfilas aksharim hachamishi hachamisha shaluyud. There's five knots, each one's a double knot, that counts for 10. Rem is Lasara Siros Shall Kalish Borough, who can eat the Kalam and Simon Khabdalan. So we have different types of Ramazim which are in the different elements of the tzitzis. That's Mitzvah Mufkar to do that. It's not gonna be ma'akim.
Excuse me 1 second. The general rule of thumb is that if the Ramah doesn't make a comment, that he agrees with him, what the Mechaber is saying, right? It's not a...
Generally, correct.
Generally. So, I'm not sure I understand why he had to pop out in Siv Gimel that you're supposed to knot him at the top. I'm sure he learned past there, and he saw that the Mechaber is saying that. The same thing. So, first he says it in a different place, and it's almost like he's coming up with a chiddush, but the Mechaber says it in a few see from later. What was the purpose of that? Is there any insight on that?
Well, the truth is, the Ramah in Sif Gimel, it makes a lot of sense because that's what he dealt with the law of Nisparkim Mishisim Rasan.
Right.
So he says, I want you to know that there's an option of making knots to hold it in place.
Right.
Right. So Ramah is, as it were, in place. Right. And he says, we'll see at the end of the siman. So he's sort of giving you. The sneak preview, right?
Is that what it is?
That's where it belongs.
That's debatable. You could say it belongs here because you're talking about knotting. And when you're doing the process, if you hold that, you're supposed to knot it at the bottom. So when you're doing all your knotting, you finished the job by knotting the bottom of the string. I mean, that's not necessarily not in place.
I understand, but when you're dealing there with the...
I understand. I mean, I would say, Lefiani is died there, I would say it could go either way, depending on where you want to put it. That wasn't the thrust of my question. I mean, it's almost like I would understand if you would say I am, but you know, he does say I am. It's almost like Kilakaman. It just looks strange to me that he's coming up with something that the Mechaber just comes up with a few seconds later. Just couldn't help noticing.
Okay. I don't have any major insights.
Okay,
but Tamachluyus I'm with Yosef, which I did not do not recently. I'm not going to admit the last time I looked at it when the Beis Yosef was, so that's a bit pretty embarrassing.
What's that?
I'm not going to tell you when the last time I looked at the Beis Yosef was.
Oh.
I haven't looked at the Beis Yosef in a very long time. Yeah. I can place it approximately when it was. It gets more than 2 decades, so anyway. So I don't remember what the Mishnah says. Some of above. Rakshi you.
Is it all unusual that if both the Mechaber and the Ramah agree so strongly about something that the Mishbur would come up with something saying it's not a good idea, even though both sides, basically the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, are saying not the bottom, and the Mishbur says don't not the bottom? Is that unusual, or is...
Do you find that a lot? No, you don't find that a lot.
But you find it.
I mean, the Mephorsh Shulchan Aruch argue on the Shulchan Aruch and on the Ramah all the time.
Uh-huh.
You'll have a Mugen of Ramah Taz which will argue on
both.
Both, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They do that very comfortably.
Okay.
Now, So he said over here that we're telling you that the there's no exact amount, but the total amount should be four. There should be one third. There should be four gedolim of gvil. Now, mashiza b'sifu gimoshim karach afilu chulya echad, which he said in last sif, as long as you made one chulya and you made one knot which holds it in place, smigidin, that's still kosher, and that's relevant. The guy did a tassel aminosi. You know, he used it. You know, in that sense. So let's explain. Avara esheres adov. Kikibu chazal, but the meaning of the tzitzis gedil. Chazal understood from the pesukim that the loch of gedil is a gedilim tassel lechol. Banish yiyu mukhra. They should be wrapped around. So that we know that's referred to the wraparound part is called gedilim. It has to be parts of the strings which are hanging free. Can you see tzitzis? Kamoi b'tzitzis roishi, which is like the hair sticking out of his head. So it's, each one is sticking out. So that's clear pshat in the pasuk. The mouth of gedil is not teraisa. Elafila im loy korach rak sholosh kriches v'asal gaben kesher l'malo. If they made they wrapped around three times, put the four strings through. Because that we learn is teraisa. Put the four strings through. Come wrap one around the other ones three times. Times, make a knot, and that's it. Midrash, that's good enough. The gamzahu halachah l'mishu sinai. You have to have a kesher to halachah l'mishu sinai. Mishkaim is Hashem gedil. Zekar nigmar mitzvah midrash. So by doing so, you fulfill the halachah of gedil. So the case which we had in Sefer Gimel was you put it through. He didn't make a top knot. He wrapped it around, then he made a knot beneath it. So that knot's holding the wrapping around. So you have wrapping, you have a knot. He did point out if you made a knot, then you wrapped around, you must have a second knot because you have to have something which is going to hold the gedil in place. That's the rice. So in that situation, the second knot would be required to be able to hold the gedil in place. If it's possible to get away with only one knot if you do the gedil before you do the knot. So that's the rice. One of the two versions. That's what we said before. That in regards to the tassel menos, if you made that amount without detaching the threads one from the other, you have a problem with tassel menos. Not the threads, the strings. So that was Sifid Gim. So a kula which would come out of this. In the situation, a person is in Arab Shabbos, it's very close to Shabbos, it's even to Shabbos. The Shein Lepanai Lass is getting good. He doesn't have time to make the sitzes totally. So you'll make one set of kluyas and one kasher, and your yotzi is in the rice. Umutalot is boy b'Shabbos, you can wear it on Shabbos. Ulavorech, you can make a bracha on it also. Okay, but Yosetov, but this is I will point out. Shiyasa Oz Gama Kesher Harishon Karam Shakaram Achuya. Kumashanu Noyik. It would be preferable not to do what the Chaver said was wrapping around, then one knot, but two knots. Make a double knot, wrap around, make a second knot. Do that much at least. Should be done the way we normally do it. Kelotz is Gam Dasa mixes and poiskim. Some of the Alexa Kesher Kim the Chazal do the rice. So, where is Kesher Elyon is the rice. That's a plural gemara. So what's Kesher Elyon? So according to the one pshat, Kesher Elyon means the one closest to the garment. Because that's what holds it in place. The tzitzis in the place. Some say the opposite. The Kesher Elyon means the last knot. The one furthest away from the garment. Right? So depending on how you're holding your garment, either it's in the top or the bottom. So the definition of Elyon is so now, if that's the pshat, you would require at least two knots to be mekayem halacha of kasher elyon. So you put the string through, make a knot, double knot, wrap around, make a double knot, and now you have Kesher on the Kohen, either version. You have your chula, you have everything you need. So that's what you should do. Well, now on Shabbos, in that situation, you're allowed to wear it, you're allowed to make a bracha, etc. Because I made a rice, so that's all I made a rice. I made a bun and circle out, so Shlish could deal with Shlish. Psiel Chachomim gave this ratio of one third Gedil and two thirds Psiel. They also gave you a shear of Dalek Gedolim. Kim Sharach Chutim, we base Gedolim, Kenelbus of Dalek. Since we said that they should be at least 12 Gedolim long. So Yasa Dalek Gedolim Gedil, Shemar Krichus, the area which you're wrapping around should be 4 Gedolim long. But Yasha Ches Gedolim Chutim Nifradim, you have another 8 hanging free. Shikachu Noyat Sitzes, that's the Noyat Sitzes, we have the ratio of 1 third and 2 thirds. Okay. Well, Kaden also chuya achas berim Shabbos im chashech. If you relied on what I just told you, the kula, we didn't have time erev Shabbos.
What does Rav hold?
So we're going to allow him to rely on the raisa and make a double knot, wrap around, make another knot according to Mishavura. But that's very nice. But Motzi Shabbos, Tzarech lahashim take a bracha on Shabbos. You have to finish the process after Shabbos. The Vachi, whoever Adi Rechakomim, Mirabonon, you're supposed to be one third gedil, which you don't have. So you have to have multiple creatures. Some people are not careful with this. I don't know how common the problem was. The guy was waking up on Shabbos and didn't have time to finish it. But apparently that was, and then the person never get back, wouldn't get around to take care of it in a timely fashion. So, by the way, the Mishnah over here sort of slipped in that you can make sitzes a night time. And he says, right away after Shabbos, take care of it. So it's maybe one place in Mishnah, it says it maybe more explicitly, but yeah, that is the law. So we hold you could make sitzes a night time, even though sitzes are only a bag of the yard. It's not like a taslum and osi thing, you're making it as an azmanachiv. So when it comes on a chiv, it's already made. No, right? Which theoretically we could hear such an argument. We don't look at it like that, because it sounds a bag, it's a totally void to use. If that's not azmanachiv yet, that and Allah is considered like it's not machus shemaisa, it's not lacking anything more in the process, it happens automatically. It's like a tassel aminosi. Okay, so you should make all of the charm together should be 4 gedolim long. Roichav halachal chila. Should be 2/3 and 1/3. 1/3 and 2/3, which is 4. But you have a feeling korach rubai is kosher. Kabonim yesham gam psil, gam kem psil, avim korach kula posel. As long as some of it is hanging free, even though the ratio is not 1/3 to 2/3, it's all the way around. It's 3/4 gdil and 1/4 psil. As long as something's hanging, it's okay. You went all the way, you're in trouble. She said, Roichov, no, Arba Gedolim, Imak Sharm, which that means not just the area which is wrapped, but the wrappings plus the knots is four.
They're not all dressed in the same
point. Some argue, you don't count the first knot.
This version of Rav is correct.
Hmm? What did you say?
Some argue that you don't count the first knot in your calculation.
Who's correct about
that? Baraya Mehamna Kosa, Shiyu Ben Kesher, Le Kesher, Kaloy Agudal. The space in between each set of knot, double knot, should be one Agudal's width. So it comes out that the shear is 4 Agudals. And the wrapping, besides the knots, which is going to be making more than 4, according to his cashmere. Raim Hamn is one of the Svarim of the Zohar. Kasav Rosh. She called a Chuyas Meshavet. She's on my sitzes. The length of each one of the segments should be the same length. So the Chachila, if we're doing 7, 8, 11, 13, you should, when you're making the 7, you should make the wrappings fairly loose. You're making the 13, you should make it much more tight. And the goal is to be that they should all be the same size. So the first one, you make more space in between each time you wrap around. And as you get more, you make them closer and closer. And the Shabura did mention before that are you allowed to extend the whole thing? So Rambam clearly said you're allowed to extend the whole thing. As long as you keep the ratio. Chazon Ish suggests in the Rambam. The Rambam's point is, it says, but the Rambam's lashon is you can make do. It has to be at least 2/3 onuf. It's okay if it's more onuf. The Rambam's point was in the minimum, it should be at least 2/3 onuf. You don't want more than 1/3 being the gedil part. That's the Chazon Ish's medayik in the Rosh and the Rambam, which is probably what we all rely on nowadays, that our onuf is much longer than 2/3. Okay, so you do 1/3 gedil and 2/3 onuf. Shnei chelukim onuf. We did the radio. No. So we do the first one 7, and the second one, the Mechaber says 9. The Mechaber is cost of Mesheni Shmoina, and Eskimo Vachroinim. So the Kabbalah was a sefer written by Chaim Vital. He wrote down what he heard from the Rizal about the different things you're supposed to have in mind. You said that you dive in different parts of tefillah. So it's a combination of very heavy Kabbalah together with some lighter, interspersed lighter Kabbalah. So the Magen Rambam quotes it all the time. So he says the second one should be not 9, it should be 8. And the Chachamim agree with that. The Shiva Shemona Shem Shal Ka. And what you have is that 7 and 8 is 15. And then you add 11 afterwards. The next one is 11, so that's 7 and 8 and 11 is 26. So by doing 7 and 8, you get the Shem of Hashem of Ka. And by 7, 8, and 11, you have the Shem of Avai. The Gematria of the Shem of Avai.
The price
of the stuff is 13. Then 13. Gematria Echad. So you say the different shemas of a kadosh baruch hu, the shem of koah, the shem of vaya is echad, is one, and that's why the 13 is the gematria of echad.
What type of words are you talking about?
So it was 10, 5, 6, 5. So it's interesting, the Magen Rambam quotes the Shlomo Malch, like Shlomo Malch, the Sitzes, as being Shlomo Malch was a quite an interesting fellow in the history of Klal Yisrael. Shlomo Malch was a Murano.
What was the last name?
Molcho. Shlomo Malch was a Murano. He was born in Portugal under the Inquisition. He was able to get out and came to Italy and declared himself as a Jew. is caught up by the position, they caught up with him and sentenced him to be burnt by the stake, and he escaped miraculously, and he had ended up having people thought he was Mashiach. He became like, you know, the major Mashiach figure in Klal Yisrael. He never claimed he's Mashiach, as opposed to some other people who did. He never claimed that, but he came, he met with the Pope. He predicted an earthquake was going to happen in Rome, and it did exactly as he predicted. That really blew people's minds. And he also predicted a flood shortly thereafter was going to happen in Lisbon, and it did exactly as he predicted. So that really blew people's minds. And eventually he went to Germany, and he was caught by the emperor, who was Charles V, who was also the emperor, also the king of Spain. And he came, presented himself to the emperor, and the emperor said, "You're a renegade Murano because you were born in Portugal," and he had him burnt by the stake. And that was the end of it. Meanwhile, he taught himself out of base. He taught himself. He gave himself a milo.
What year was this?
This is in the 1500s.
Was he an inspiration for the Geret Tzedek, or that was different?
I don't know. Maybe. That was years later.
I know.
He got a rabbi for himself. He learned Kabbalah. So Alpi Kabbalah, he was a Talmud Chacham, interesting fellow, quite a colorful fellow. But he also learned Kabbalah. So the Magen Rome quotes about his tzitzis. It's a fascinating thing. And he says that the tzitzis were the krichos like that. There are some tzaddikim, I think, which do that. Do the Shem Avaya. Okay. Besef Kolchut Ayin Aleph. Ayin Aleph Besef Katan Yudches Mashak Saf Nisham. So Mishmeru quoted before the Magen Rama argues and says it's preferable not to if you have a type of a thread which is well corded together, braided together. It's not going to come apart. It's better not to make the knots. It's not like nice to make them very thin. They don't look nice to make them very thick. They don't really seem to fit to the garments. It's better to make them in the middle. What's called benanim? You have to ask a rabbi. Okay. Tesvav. Yisharim says tzarach ladak dek shiisa hatal is atzitzes la'arach hatal. Remember, he said before. Yes, said Mishmur. Explain yesterday that the height of the towel is from the person's head to the person's feet. It's called the roichav. That was the width. The length of the towel, so that he'd be able to wrap it around himself. That was called the arach. So the tzitzis should be hanging, continuing along the arach of the towel. So you want to hang going out. Why the meaning? She today the tef is a carrot. Pirish totally a carrot. So what's going to happen is if you extend them out in the length, since the maisa, this is the arach, and you're sending out this way, it's going to hang down. So it'll hang down out on the conif. So here's the conif, and it's hanging down on the conif. Pirish totally a carrot. Now that works well for the bottom ones. It doesn't work so well for the top ones. Mr. Burr touches on that. No, sorry, the Mechaber talks about that. No, Mishra talks about it. Birlocha talks about it. If whoever's going to go along the width of it, means it'd be, if again, if this is your garment, he's wearing the garment, this is the width, and this is the length, so the bottom one, it would be going down according to the width, it'd be hanging straight down. It wouldn't be going over the corner. But if you go out to the length, it'll come out over here and then lie on the end of the garment, edge of the garment. Fabikarka, you told it. That's hanging straight down towards the ground. Bishar Mashem losses Shum Begad, Benikwe Talis, Shematisim, Boyatzitios, Riesh Matiram, Machin Nogu. We shouldn't put any type of piece of material in the corners. You want the tzitzis to go directly into the garments. So you don't want to have something in the corner reinforcing the corner. We discussed, you want to, you know, possibly reinforce the hole by stitching, but laying another layer of a piece, which we do, we have a piece of material in the corners, so the Hashem is saying, don't do that, because if it comes out that your tzitzis are going through this piece of material, not through the garment. Right, but the mice, you're putting the tzitzis through,
yes,
not just to the bag, right? What you're feeding it through is that outer thing. Which that's our minute, to do that. I mean, I think there are some talasim come without it, but it's very, very not come. Okay. Mishra Ayan Bays, Alarcha Talis, Ayan Le'el Mesim, Sifkat Nun Bays, Mahu Arich, Vayan Re'eloch. So what's called Arich and what's called Reich, we discussed before that the Reich is the height from head to toe, and the Arich is the length of the talis which is going to wrap around the person. Which is the way we wear our talis nowadays. The longer part of the talus goes around you, it's not short, but the shorter part goes from top to bottom. Okay.
It's a very strange piece.
Now, the binyan.
The sukkah remains kosher.
So you want it to be hanging over the corner. Hano bein b'shasat liya or achakat. You want when you put it and when you made it, that's what it's going to do. It's going to hang on the carrot. Imishu to the tzad matzo yachzirim. So sometimes it slips off the way you go. We're having our talus over here. We're having it coming out this way and then hanging down. Sometimes the whole thing slips down and it's hanging off on the bottom. So put it back up. It should be hanging over the corner. That's the person. Because of the chachila, but incapable of it. That's not ma'akib, but yeah. Ach, akaponim yizar moi, but what you have to do be careful about is shalo yi, I think it's kuyim, balachsen, al karen zovyis, yimei shumin, karoyim, hashoysim, kain, bim tuyim, mitzal achzirim, lim kaim. They shouldn't be going across at an angle across mamash at the edge of the corner. Because that's how the Karoyim do it. It has to go mamash off. Their definition of Knov is this last little point at the edge. So that's if it gets there, you should correct it. So many times you see that they make a talus, they crumple the material a little bit. The reason they do it is that it should hold in place. It shouldn't be moving out. It should stay where it's supposed to be staying. Hang where it's supposed to be hanging. Okay? So now the Bir Locha deals with he brings the Bir Locha Talis. So I'm going to Ramesh Befarish Erech Talis Dikur Mashim Yisalti Behodim Erech Mash Hanukam Mosim Yerushin the Rab. Picture of Chedem Ozet. So Chedem have a problem. The Haloi Betzitzes at the Hoyoinim. So the upper tzitzes in Yasa Oysom La Erech Talis Lo Yu Noth Veselakera. Chiyot Tzulim Klapi Karka. So if you do it with the on top, if they go with the earth, they're just going to hang down. They're not going to hang up onto the knoff, which is there. They're going to hang down away from it. They give to Rutsim Kamakam the Mice, Kimo Shiyosh, Tribe Shishne, Al Yanim, Yasub, Reichavatalis, Beloy Barker. So the eight says you do it, Reichavatalis, then it's going up, and then it's going to end up hanging down, laying back on the Knof. Because of the Chil, but you have it incubated, Kimo Shabrash, Mishabru. So either way you do, you're going to have this kosher. So the Chil, the way the Mishabru is envisioning it, the placement of the upper tzitzis is going to be different than the placement of the lower tzitzis. Making sense, yeah? Okay. Ein Dalit, Mishabur Sikon Ein Dalit. you really would want, the real over this, you really would be, your real goal is that it should be hanging over the kohen. So tell us, cotton, you do it on the width, and that'll hang down. That'd be better than the length.
If
you want to sit sitting on the knaf, not on this piece of material which is on the knaf. Piece of material. Can oisin can elalakazik a baggage shall you kareo bottle who the gabi a baggage. Your goal over here is it becomes bottle to the
baggage.
Even though if you make it out of leather, which remember leather is not kai but sits beflow, teresis is bottle to the baggage. Even when you're putting it where you put the holes in, you put the sitzes in, it's bolted to the baggot. So that's not a problem. That's our mechanical that we allow that. I'm sure they're going to come out with talasing with leather reinforced corners at some point in time. It's going to happen. You're not going to buy it.
So what used to be a challenge.
Good.
I didn't have a Yitzhar for that.
Okay.
That's not.
Doesn't excite.
I never thought about it, saying I wish I had one of those.
No. I don't want to have one either. Baruch Hashem.
Nowadays, the talisim come with all these colors too. It's like a multicolor. Maybe if you have one like that, maybe they need the leather and a solid color to offset.
Yep. Okay. Simon Yud Beis. Okay. The first sif, as you can see, it's fairly long. Okay. He's going to bring two shitas to the first sif. He's going to present the shita, say all the halachas, so like everything is great. And so, by the way, Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, no. The whole thing you just said before is, let's redo this. So we're going to feel like very, geschmack, we have it all worked out, and then we're going to find out that we got it all wrong. So the Rabbi Yochanan doesn't surface until the top of Amal Chabal Amal Aleph. So you have all of Chav Gimel and Amal Aleph Amal Beis until you get to Rabbi Yochanan. The first sheet is Rashi.
Rabbi Yochanan has different tzitzis than everybody else.
No, this is dealing with the halachas when the tzitzis tore, the bidi evidence, tore.
It's not the difference. Lachat chela,
right? No.
I heard Rabbi Yochanan's tefillin, but now I don't want to hear Rabbi Yochanan's tzitzis too. It's another
what?
It's the way to make money.
Man, you're cynical. Okay, you're cynical. Anyway. Okay.
I can imagine people getting dressed after davening with another pair of talis cotton.
Okay. So now, the issue here we're going to deal with is that the tzitzis tor, so he said to be kosher, the shear is that you have to remain kadei aniva.
Which is how long?
Kadei aniva is, well, we'll discuss the physical amount is that you have enough string left that you can make a bow. So that doesn't mean one string tore and there's enough for it to make a bow upon itself. Doesn't mean that all the strings tore and they remain enough that you can make a bow together with all of them. And that's where we're going to get to this argument. Is it referring to can I say all of the tzitzis as long as a shear kadei aniva, it's kosher? Or no, certain tzitzis have to remain sholem. I refer to the part of them became tor. There's a din of kadei aniva. So Ben Tam says the second way. He says you can't have all of your tzitzis be partial. You have to have two chutin which are shleim. Then after
two
that,
chutin on both sides of the equation.
Well, two means right. So that would be four. Right, two of the original chutin have to be shleim. Two of the original four. Right. However, the Mechaber is going to start with a sheet that's like this. If all of the chutim tore off or got torn, all the ones which are cut, they're able to make a bow together, biyachat together, kosher. If there wasn't enough to make a niva, a niva is pirus v'yukas as a chayshin targum v'anvun. So it's sort of like weaving it together. So that's what niva means, like the making a bow. I feel chud echad shenifsa kuloi is possible. So even one thread, excuse me, one string. It was cut totally, that there was not a kneba left on one of its ends. So one thread was cut off on both ends. So nobody's left with kneba. One of them is not left with kneba. It's a problem. But the fact that all four of them really are relying on kneba, that's okay. Hilka. So each one of their four strings is doubled. In Yitzchak Shnei Roshim is possible. So I've just told you that if you have one thread which is not Kedei Aniva, so is once two of them have torn of your final tzitzis, it's possible, because maybe those two are really the two ends of the same thread. And now this thread is torn. So if one thread tears, I definitely have Kedei Aniva. Because there's only four to start with. There's seven now. So one of them is one end is missing, the other end is still there. But if both ends are missing, I don't know which one is which. So, even though Shem Roshim is possible, Shem Anivsa Kudek.
Now,
the mash onu noyegim, the dark of Esosias the tzitzis lost his simin barbo roshim. The inyan shalolim harbo roshim heim bitzad echad shalakasher harbo roshim bitzad acher. If when you make the tzitzis, you do it in such a way that you'll always keep the same four threads from one side, always on that side, and vice versa, and the other side.
Right.
So then. If two on the same side tore, I know that from two different strings, so then I'll be kosher. The vadi shechutimain, harosh hasheni, the other end is still there.
What are you trying to accomplish?
So that's the first opinion.
But I still think good law. You're trying to accomplish.
Rabbeinu Tam. Loin machshir and elamin ishtar shnei chutin shleimim. You have to have two. The head of kedei aniva is you have two of your four are total and have not been went below the shear of your base.
To alleviate
then dana arba roshim. So two shleimim means four ends. That they are remaining with 12 gedolim. So the two other ones tore off. If they have kedei aniva, so that's okay. Even though they have kedei aniva still,
we
have three tore ready. That's fine. It's still kedei aniva. According to the first sheet, according to Benatam, no, it's no good. Sulin.
A shear of stock possible. You need a shear of air possible.
As long as you don't know. So now, in the case where.
Much larger.
The Mishabur is going to bring that they ask. What we're about to say does not seem to make sense. But the Mechaber presents the following. If I told you according to Ben Otam that three chutim is problematic, right? So if I have three chutim which tore, it's possible each one is from a different one. So I have no chutim which are shleimim. It's also possible that these three chutim, two are from one and one is from a second one. So you still have two chutim which are shleim. But the other hand, the two tore, you don't have kedei aniva. On that one, you don't have either side left. So the requirement of time, you need two things to make a kosher. You have the two chutim which are shleim, and the two ones which tore are kedei aniva. So over here, you're going to tear your hair out.
Yeah.
All right. It's possible. It's three separate ones. Then forget it. You're done. Karmel Talmud. You don't have two kudim which are shleim. No, it's not from three separate ones, it's from two. So it means of the three here which tore, two of them are from the same one. So if I just, then it's possible you don't have Kedayan Eva. Because one of the ones with the two remaining ones have to be at least Kedayan Eva. And one of these, both ends have been cut off. So the Mechaber presents it in being more of a problem when you're not medak. So which one's more of a problem? If you're medak, right? So you know the four on side A and four on side B are the four on side A are four separate chutzim. So three of them torn, you know you're done. When you make the sitzes, you're careful to keep always one side on one side and one side on the other side. So now three torn on this side. Three torn on this side. It's three separate chutzim. Karmel Talmud, Vali Post. Right? If you're medactic. If you're medactic, you have no idea what it is. So three tor, even three on the same side, it might be three different chutzim. It might be two chutzim. Right? It can't be one chutz, right? But it might be two chutz, it might be three chutz, we don't know. So which one? By the Mechaber says like this. Three ends tore without leaving over each one looking like Kedei Aniva. If you weren't careful to keep all four strings on one side, so then, so now they might all be from a different chutz. So it's three different ones. So you don't have a chut echad, but a sholem. Here let me say a pasuk. If only two tore, so it works, it's from two different ones. Which then the other side is still there. And if it's the same one, it'll be kosher, machshirin, and b'chdei aniva. If it's the same one, if at least one side didn't tear off right at the knot, but tore off a little bit further down, if there's enough k'dei aniva, we're good. We pass on like the first sheet of the Mechaber. I'm sorry. That's not Rashi. Rashi is later on in Sif Gimel. Who argues over here is a rush. The sheet over here is a rush. So the Ramah, we're Noeg in the Rebbeinu Tam. We're Noeg in the Rebbeinu Tam.
If you have Kanan and Sakpossel,
Hagoah. Now, the Kolshkein in Dik takes you in the Karma Boy Roshim Shibisad Echot.
They join together.
Nizu Shashachutim Bitsad Echot, the Possel. So now, the Mechaber presents like, you know, if you weren't careful, that's a big headache. And if you're careful, it's not so bad. So the Ramah, what depends? If you were careful, you have the four on this side are the same four all four times, and three of these tore, you're off the creek according to the middle top. Whereas if you're not medatic, it's possible it's only two chutzim. Right? So what's an afkamino? If three tore and you were medactic, so theoretically I could argue, well, it's only two. And as long as they're left over Kedei Aniva, so you have two shleimim, you have two Kedei Aniva. So you're good. But now that you're a medactic and all three tore on the same side, you're vade posel. We don't know, right? Which ones it is, right? So if one, two, and three over here, so it's possible this one over here is the other half of one and two. It's also possible it's the other half from number three. In the current amount of time, three of them are not shleimim anymore. So it's possible.
By a big sukkah.
Okay.
Yes, I was cautious. All the time.
50 cents. So let's we'll leave the Shabbos for tomorrow. So tomorrow, 7:25.